Good day. I am the zombie Steve Irwin, and you're listening to Molten City Zoo's Halloween Hootenanny of Horror 2.
Hey, this
is Kevin Cox of the Malton City Zoo, and I'm here to introduce you to this special broadcast for the Halloween Hootenanny of Horror 2. That's right, Malton City Zoo's greatest annual special event has entered its second year, and undaunted by zombie hordes at the front door, we're going to be broadcasting live with pride through the night. We've opened there with a little piece of smooth jazz kind of tune from Todd K. Swain. That song's called Halloween Ball, and like much of the music we're playing here tonight, is available on www.soundclick.com. So make sure you tune in for more through the night. We've got quite a lot going on as the show goes on tonight. We've got some music, we've got some special performances, and we've got some news updates of what's happening in and around the quarantine city of Malton. But meanwhile, here is a quick word from our sponsors.
This portion of our program has been sponsored by the law firm of Walrus, Walrus, and Walrus Carcass. WW&WC specializes in tort law, slander cases, and injury compensation. Walrus, Walrus, and Walrus Carcass. We don't just chase the ambulances, we drive them.
Okay, so this show's going to be playing throughout the duration of the Halloween Hootenanny of Horror 2. We'll be trying to provide some music to keep people in the party atmosphere. There's a lot happening at the zoo tonight, so let me give you a quick idea of what's going down. Okay, if you head on over to the aquarium tonight, otherwise known as our Zombie Visitor Center, you'll find we've laid on a special game for our zombie guests there. We've got Bobbing for Apples. Yes, that's right. We're going to have a selection of wonderful international apples available for your sampling in the aquarium. Just pop on by, try and take a bite out of one of those apples, and if you do, then hey, you win a tasty snack. The other big event that'll be running through Halloween will be our annual costume competition. That's right, this time you need to make yourself available over at the Reptile House. All you need to do is get yourself a costume together, either put it in your character description, or wear some actual clothes, scavenge from the malls and other locations, and go on by, say hello, and our zombie judges will have a look at your costume, digest the information, but not you, and we'll get back to you. All our winners will receive a special badge to put on their wiki or website. So that's an excellent competition for all you folks out there. Now, we'll be bringing you more news on what's happening throughout the zoo as the show goes on, but meanwhile, we're going to have a little bit more music. And this time we've got a new band for you. This is a band called Zong of the Week. And this is their new single, Who's Undead?
Who's undead? Your brother, who's undead? Your mother, who's undead? Your dad's undead. Who's undead? School teachers, who's undead? Strange creatures, who's undead? Your cat's undead. In a town where death is thriving, your basic challenge is surviving. Move fast, stay low, don't be seen. You lose your cool, it's such a bummer. There's the girl you knew last summer. She's now the zombie beauty queen. Who's undead? Your friends are. Who's undead? Trent Reznor. Who's undead? The grateful undead. Unforgiving for those not dead and yet still living. Get out of the house while you still can. the car won't start, you're out on foot now. Leave the high heels in the dirt now, 'cause here comes Zombie Businessman. I'm filled with dread, and scared, and chilled, and terrified.
Okay, that was Song of the Week with Who's Undead. We've got some more music coming up for you soon to keep that party atmosphere. But first, we got a little something from one of the guys down at the zoo. I received this message earlier today from the sanguine furred Blood Panther.
Hello there. My name is Squidolf, and next to me is Puppet. Now, the two of us are here to talk to you about zombie squirrels, because you see, they don't get along with us. They have been trying to kill the two of us for a long time. Isn't that right?
Ah, yes! I believe we've been talking about the zombie squirrels. They're razor eyes.
They come out of the ground in the middle of the night,
hunting for human flesh.
They ate Howard last week. That wasn't cool.
I love Howard.
Me too.
Yes, Peter.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you listeners may be wondering what the hell was that all about. And I have to admit that here at the Halloween Hootenanny of Horror Broadcast House, we're wondering just the same thing. Anyway, meanwhile, some of you may know of late, the Malton zookeepers have been having a rather interesting time with a group known as the Animal Liberation Front, operating in the environs of the zoo. Centered around the leadership of a killer giraffe and a homicidal budgie, this group of characters have been causing quite an interesting time with their witty and intelligent debate and their crazy PKing antics. Anyway, we've managed to secure some of the original recordings of Malton City Zoo's first encounters with the Animal Liberation Front. And here it is for you now.
Old zebra. Giraffe. Oh, old giraffe, sorry. What animal lives in that enclosure over there?
I'm seven.
What?
I'm seven. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you giraffe.
Well, you could say killer giraffe.
Well, I didn't know you were called killer giraffe.
You didn't bother to find out, did you?
Well, I did say sorry about the old zebra, but from behind, the pattern on your hide looked...
What I object to is that you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am a zookeeper.
Oh, zookeeper, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the animals, by hanging on to outdated public spectacle dogma which perpetuates the health and social welfare disadvantages facing other species. If there's ever going to be any progress.
KG, there's some lovely cuttlefish down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good budgie? I'm a zookeeper, warden of the city zoo. Whose enclosure is that?
Warden of the where?
The city zoo.
Where's the city zoo?
Well, we're here. This is the city zoo, and I am one of its keepers.
I didn't know we had keepers. I thought we were an autonomous animal collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship, a self-perpetuating hermanocracy in which the working species...
Oh, there you go, bringing species into it again.
If only people would...
Please, please, good animals, I'm in haste. Who lives in that enclosure?
No one lives there.
Well, then who is your dominant male?
We don't have a dominant male.
What? I tell you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as the sort of alpha animal for the week.
Yes?
All the decisions of that alpha must be ratified at a special bi-weekly grooming session.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of Be quiet! I order you to be quiet.
Order, eh? Who does he think he is?
I am your keeper.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for keepers.
Well, how do you become a keeper, then?
The aquarium receptionist, her arm clad in the rotting remains of a cotton work jumper, heard my shouted hello in the zombie visitor center, confirming my earlier application to join online, and signifying by divine providence that I was to clean out the jellyfish tank. That is why I'm your keeper.
Listen, strange woman hanging out in aquariums eavesdropping on strangers is no basis for a system of public amenity maintenance. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the herd, not some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet.
You can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some decaying tart waved her arm at you.
Shut up.
I mean, if I went around saying I was an emperor, just because some brain-eating bit had fluttered her eyelids at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up.
Will you shut up? Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system. Shut up. Come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody animal.
Okay, and remember, folks, you heard it here first. Now then, we're going to go back to some music, and we got a special treat for the residents of the Bear Pit. Yeah, if you go along to the Bear Pit today, you're going to find some very special events going on down there. But for some of the residents, namely the yawning polar bear, the panda, and our good friend Boogie Bear, we got a very special song for you now. This song is Greg Bates, and it's called Bears Through History. Take it away, Greg.
It's those, you know, Jesus Christ was a carpenter's son, but he was followed around by bears almost since day one. And when Pontius Pilate washed his hands upon the dais, a secret pack of grizzlies were the backstage players. It's the Helen of Troy was really a bear, cause Paris was just too drunk to tell. The Spanish Inquisition, the Salem witch trials were disguised bears as well. And when good old Abe Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth,
bears.
It was all the Jack the Ripper and Kaiser Wilhelm were both secretly bears. Napoleon was a tall, tall man before they caught him unawares. The last thing that you saw before entering an Auschwitz shower was a man with a Nazi uniform turning on the gas chamber.
God!
Bears throughout history, mass murder races, you and me. Bears haunt us from our birth. Bears even green-lit battlefield earth. Bears affecting world events.
shiny and plated. Well, the bird flew, and Wilk were free. Both looked like bears for sure. They're working in a forest fortress. Never disease without any cure. They're those bears throughout history. Training folks throughout history.
Okay, that was awesome. Bears throughout history. And remember, most of the music you'll hear today will be available for download on www.soundclick.com. And whilst you're out on the internet, you might want to take a look at the Molten City Zoo website at moltencityzoo.com. Now, I've just heard that Molten's only live radio station is going to gear up for a special broadcast, and we're going to patch it through here on Molten Zoo Radio. So, if we're lucky, we're going to get a signal now from Uncle Zeddy. Hey, Uncle Zeddy!
Hunker down, zoo patrons. This is your Uncle Zeddy, host of the popular pirate radio broadcast, Radio Survivor. It's all the latest pro survivor news and commentary from around Molten, heard live every Sunday night on 2801. But tonight, I'm here to help our good friends at the zoo celebrate another Halloween hootenanny of horror. First up, the results of an informal poll on your favorite costume. Once again, the most popular costume is a zombie. With police officer, fireman, doctor, and Neo from The Matrix rounding out the top five. I expected pirate to be a little more popular, but then again, I am the corsair of the mic, so I may be a little biased. Here's a couple of safety tips for everyone to remember this Halloween. If you're holed up in a nice, well-lit safe house, and somebody comes knocking on the caves, don't open the door. It's a trick, and you're the treat. But if your little visitors won't take no for an answer, be ready to pass out a little something to whoever arrives uninvited. I recommend a treat in either the 9mm or the 12-gauge format. After all, they're probably just there to peel off your face, to get at the soft nougaty goodness contained inside your head. Well, with any luck, the dark forces are too busy tonight to close in on your Uncle Zeddy, so I'm off to the pumpkin patch to wait for the great pumpkin to arrive. I think this year might just be the one, so until next time, keep your costume on straight, and keep your radio handy for the next edition of Radio Survivor. Available every Sunday night at radiosurvivor.blogspot.com.
It's always good to hear from Uncle Zeddy, especially considering the number of people that are always trying to chew that guy's face off. Hey, that guy's just all right. But it's great to hear from you, Uncle, and I'm glad to hear that you're listening in and helping out with the Halloween Hootenanny of Horror 2. Now, as you know, we here at the zoo, well, we're just crazy about animals. Hell, we're a zoo. Now, when I heard that there was a song that featured not only spiders, but also pigs, I knew that we had to give this thing some airplay. So, here's a tribute to the latest and greatest in the superhero pantheon.
How did the pig tracks get on the ceiling?
Watch out! You're not as funny as me. Spoiler is, spoiler is. Grab the tool, a fucking dollar chip. Watch, watch, a great way to act. Knowing cool, but you're going to lose that. Watch out! You're not as funny as me. Watch out!
hadn't made a pig anymore, he'd Harry Plapper.
Okay, that was Mortem Black with Spider Pig. Hey, I've never heard of that guy before, but he sounds like a real cool superhero. Now, we're going to move on, and we got a special little song. Zong? Sorry, I'm still thinking of Song of the Week. We got a special little song for all you folks down at the zoo now. We got a song recorded about the zoo by one of the zoo, and it's purely a cappella. So, here is Kevin Cox. Hey, that name sounds familiar. With his cover version of Billy Connolly's Leo McGuire song. And it's all about Moulton City Zoo. Very strange.
I was wandering through the Moulton streets, my fire axe by my side, when I thought I heard a sudden angry squawk. A parakeet had perched nearby, and in relief I sighed, till I heard him give his handgun a quick cock. He said, relax and call me Keats, I live down at the zoo, where the zombies and the humans work in peace. You can come along and join us now, the choice is up to you, just don't complain when Smashel cuts the cheese. So with the coloured avian, I strolled through Ketcho Bank, till we made it to the zoo park's mighty gates. We were met by Ketcho Bank, a bust, a dead cat on his head, the moggy covering up his baldy pate. The aquarium's reception was manned by quite the Zed, who attracted very many loving stares. But deeper in the building lurked the much-feared jellyfish, and a walrus who takes people unawares. In the bear pit were the polar bear, the boogie bear and more, and a panda eating bamboo from the east. And a PKer who dropped on by, but that was quite good news, cause it let the Ursan fellows have a feast. If you need a bit of headroom, the giraffe house is a must, now it's long net residents of up and gone. It's available for weddings and bar mitzvahs and much more, there's ample space for almost everyone. Cleaning up after the elephants is really quite a chore, one of the most feared jobs in the zoo. For you must grab a shovel and some waders and a mask to clear away the bowling ball-sized poo. The sanguine furred blood panther makes the lion den his home, as he keeps the wiki on a quite tight rein. For if you cause him trouble, he will chew down on your cheeks, which I'm told leads to an awful lot of pain. Asmodea and Dyke Doc and the Corpse Bride and some more are well known for their raucous girly nights, and they have so far reviewed some of the boys' repeat demands to fight the Zeds in underwear and tights. The zookeepers of Moulton are rightly widely known under their puppet King Belmon. They're loyal, true, determined, and they're known to party hard, whether they're in this world or beyond. Thank you. Good night.
No, thank you, Kevin. Hey, that was an interesting song, no mistake. However, we're going to move on now, but before we do so, here is a quick word from our sponsors.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Moulton Zoo Gift Shop. Our featured item today is Cobb's Crunchy Cranium Pops with the oozing pink centers. Now available in Cerebellum Cherry, Parietalo Pineapple, and Exotic Mango Medulla.
Okay, so just in case you didn't realize, you're listening to the Moulton City Zoo Halloween Hootenanny of Horror 2 special radio broadcast. We'll be playing live for a little while longer, or at least until the zombies break the doors down again. And we got some more music and other things for you to listen to. But first, we're going to give you a quick update of what's happening in the zoo today. Okay, so just a quick reminder, as we mentioned earlier, in the aquarium we're going to be bobbing for apples. That's right, this is a special zombie event where you can chew down on some of the most delicious fruits this side of wherever they keep delicious fruits.
Meanwhile, over in the Reptile House, it's our annual costume competition. Get on down and check that out. Elsewhere in the zoo, though, we've still got more things happening. The Elephant House, for example. Why, that huge place is currently host to the Steve Irwin Memorial Monster Petting Zoo. You'll find an interesting variety of monsters in there, no doubt about it, and you can get up close and see if you can leave with your limbs intact. Meanwhile, the Giraffe House is going to be hosting our Halloween dance party, where we're going to be laying down some kicking tunes throughout the night. Meanwhile, if you head on over to the Bear Pit, there's something very special going on. It's our first film festival, that's right, Malton City Zoo has its own film festival, and because it's Halloween, there are going to be horror films. So that's a bit of a clue about what's happening around the zoo tonight. But now we're going to spin you another track from the Wheels of Steel. This here is Davy Dips. Yeah, I know it's a bit of a strange name, but hey, that's what the guy's called. Anyway, as I said, this here is Davy Dips and Zombies Ate My Brains. And I think we can all associate with that sentiment.
Oh man, the zombies are coming after me. What the fuck do I do? You wanna go to war, zombies? We can go to war. Let's take it, do it, baby. The mouths are open. The zombies ate my brain. It's like a soda fountain. Shredded me to pieces, only bones remain. I sat for 2 days, aching like a suntan. Then I came back to life, so you better run, man. Riving on the score, Davy Dips has transformed. We all turned into zombies down the body lord. I was walking around, thinking of something explicit, when I found a biohazard tank and tinkered with it. I turned the knob slightly, yeah, a quarter inch. An alley opening, shot out this green mist. It was hissing the sound, I'm Davy Dips in the round. It smelled foul, like somebody relieved their bowels. I was surrounded by the shit, so I walked out the mist. My skin started leaking, as yellow as piss. I said to hell with it, and went back to my crib. Shut the door, and that's when it all begins. I looked out the window, and what did I see? The living dead, they were coming after me. Grunting and groaning, walking a mile an hour. Pinstripe suits on, all with wilted flowers. They're rummaging through the trash like Oscar the Grouch. So I grabbed a hammer and nails and boarded up the house. Their mouths are open, the zombies ate my brain. It's like a soda fountain and they're drinking from my veins. Damn, this fucking hurts, I'm in so much pain. They shredded me to pieces, only bones remain. I sat for 2 days, baking like a suntan. Then I came back to life, so you better run, man. Rhyming on the score, Davy Dips has transformed. We all turned into zombies down the plenty door. All this commotion coming from the underground. So I grabbed 1,100 and about 100 rounds. And I walked downstairs, and right in my basement was two of them fuckers standing there half naked. This is my territory, I'll defend it with pride. So I closed one eye, aimed, and just let it fly. I popped them in the chest, they fell back a little. So I aimed for their forehead and shot right in the middle. I heard something barking coming from my wiener dog. So I went back upstairs to see what's wrong. Zombies had them stuck in the corner. You touch my dog and I'll send you back to the coroner. I put a shot in the air just to get their attention. It's time for somebody your own size to teach you a lesson. When I started this mesh, I'ma fight it to the end. Like Scarface on the balcony, say hello to my little friend. Their mouths are open, the zombies ate my brain. It's like a soda fountain and they're shaking from my veins. Damn, this fucking hurts, I'm in so much pain. They shredded me to pieces, only bones remain. I sat for 2 days, baking like a suntan. Then I came back to life, so you better run, man. Rhyming on the score, Davy Dips has transformed. We all turned into zombies down the body road. I'm a die in this house, unless I run outside. It's cold as hell, but I can't stay confined. Zombies in the snow, yeah, it's primal fear. They're all groaning worse than a wounded deer. The time has come to do or die. And me, well, I just don't believe in suicide. I walked up to a bunch, cussing, cocky, not civil. They formed a circle and surrounded me in the middle. I'm surrounded by 50, such a morbid standoff. I punched one in the face, but it bit my fucking hand off. They jumped on me, I'm a feast for the cannibals. They cracked my skull open and ate my brains like Hannibal. Bit through my neck, cause the skin's so soft. Then they proceeded to strip all my flesh off. On one last note, it's the
craziest thing. They bathed in my blood with a bar of Irish Springs. There's nothing not open, all the zombies ate my brain. It's like a soda fountain where they drink it from my vein. Damn, this fucking hurts, smiling so much pain. They shredded me to pieces, only bones remain. I ate for 2 days, baking like a suntan. Then I came back to life, so you better run, man. Rhyming on the score, David Gibbs has transformed. We all turned into zombies down the piney lore.
Okay, that was David Dips with Zombies Ate My Brain. Now, we got a very special treat for you right now. We've got a little bit of a preview of something that I've heard some news about over that internet thing. Yes, when the Necronet's working, it still provides some interesting snippets. Now, some of you may have heard of a little game series that quite accurately mimics life here in Malton. That game series is called Biohazard, or to give it its English language name, Resident Evil. Now, a few folks out there have done something very special. We've seen a lot of theatrical entertainment over the years based on a variety of inspirations. So I was very pleased when I found out that these guys, going by the name of Drain Life, have started work on a little project they call Resident Evil, the musical!
Alright boys, the Arclay Mountain Band of the Banjos is coming up. We need to, you know, get some practice in. We're pretty good, but we're 5 cars short of the Grand Prix, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, we ain't that good, but hell, I'm pretty sure if we make a good song that really captures the soul of Colorado mountain life, that we're shooing for first place. Hell, let me get my Copenhagen. What a wonderful life on the Arclay Mountains. It's such a wonderful life when you're living on the hill.
What a life
on the Arclay Mountains.
On the mountains.
It's the kind of freedom that you just go out and kill for. What a life.
What a life.
Up in these mountains.
Mountains.
Jack Daniel, Harley Davidson, and still.
Budweiser, this is God's country.
Oh, dang, boy. Boy's getting better and better by the day. We just need some jugs, something. Hey, is that Cletus over there? Cletus, who's your goth friends? Jace, don't tell me you've become one of them goth kids now. What's up with you, man? Why are you looking so weird? You guys hungry? Wait a minute.
Things were getting weird around the mountains. People were found dead. That wasn't the weird part. The coroner thinks that the people were eaten alive. But by what? What sort of animal could be so vicious? The people were starting to talk. Panic was spreading. The Raccoon City Police Department had to do something. Chief Irons decided to send in STARS, the Special Tactics and Rescue Squad, an elite division of the RPD. I decided to send in Team Bravo. Several hours later, I received a garbled radio transmission. Things seemed to be getting worse. I had no choice. I had to go in myself. I had to send in Team Alpha.
This forest is huge! Yeah, probably. We got lots of places like this. They could be anywhere. We're gonna be looking for Evan.
What's that? Over there! Is that clearing?
It's the chopper. We found them. I want this operation to be quick and clean. Brad, get us as close to that chopper as you can. We'll take the ladder down and investigate. Let's get this the hell over with.
It's abandoned. There seems to be nobody around.
Yeah, this rotor, it's completely fried. This thing's never gonna see the sky again.
Oh my god. Is that Kevin?
He appears to be dead. These bite marks, they're the same as the other bodies in the mortuary. What could be doing this?
You know, this forest is very calm and peaceful. Very serene. One day I'd like to go camping with my family here, you know.
What the shit, fuck?
Holy bugs! These guys got no weapons!
Get the fuck out of here! Holy shit, they got Joseph!
We gotta get out of here!
I'm experiencing too much turbulence. I got a jet. Sorry, dude. Howdy.
Yeah, that light. Maybe it's a mansion or something.
Come on, let's go. Jill, follow us.
Wow, what a mansion. Look at this place, these paintings.
Holy shit, is that a Van Gogh?
Seriously, I'll tell you, that ain't a print. Whoa, these fucking pillars. That's solid marble.
Look at the crown molding. It's glorious.
That's some nice crown molding. Ivory?
Guys.
What the hell? This door with the star carving, it's fucking ivory.
This place has to cost a shit.
Are you listening to me? Electric bill. Jesus Christ, what do you think?
This dude must
be...
Yes, I understand this house. It's very nice. But Chris, Barry, we have other important things to worry about at present.
Well then, Wesker, how the hell do we get out of here? My radio. Oh shit, I lost my radio.
Fuck! I know I forgot something this morning. Mine's not even on me. Jill?
Radio?
Don't look at me, my batteries died about an hour ago.
Well, you know, I haven't heard the dogs in a while. Maybe they're...
No.
Whoops, my bad.
Well, this sucks. What are we gonna do now?
What was that?
Let's go check it out, Barry. You guys wait here.
The dining room.
What the hell is that? A monster's eating Kenneth!
A monster? No. That's not a monster. A monster has claws and horns. That's a zombie. Holy shit, a zombie!
A zombie? Is that all you see when you look at me? You people are all the same. I have feelings too, you know. Well, I mean, most of the time I'm just hungry and I get itchy every now and then. But I'm just like you. I bleed, I laugh, and I can sing.
I am a zombie, I refuse to apologize because I am alive. It's not my fault I eat human flesh to survive.
You are the undead and an abomination to our Lord and Christ. It is because of this outstanding fact you must die.
To force me to suffer and strife.
I cannot kill you, you once were a human, as Marie and I. To a zombie, human brains taste just like cherry pie.
Come on, no Chris, don't be such a little bitch. Shoot it in the head. Don't you know that Rico's nature is already dead? Listen, I'll try to make it painless.
Just get it over with already.
I'll try to make it quick.
Just shoot him in the fucking head already.
I promise that I'll try to make it painless. I'll try to make it quick.
You know what? Let me handle this.
Okay, yeah, that was Drain Life with Resident Evil the Musical Part 1. We'll bring you more of that on future Zoo specials, but if you want to listen to more, then head on over to SoundClick and see what Drain Life have available there. Meanwhile, like I say, it's Halloween. We're going to be broadcasting for as long as the barricades hold, but if you want to say hello after that, then head on over to MaltonCityZoo.com. Leave us a message, and we'll see what we can do about getting you some airplay, or maybe just saying hello. Depends on whether this generator is still here in the morning. It's a hard life here in Malton, but to make that life easier, we're going to give you a little bit more music now. This here is from one of the rising internet superstars. You can find his work on jonathancoulton.com. This is Jonathan Coulton with Re Your Brains.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't wanna nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
This portion of our program has been sponsored by the law firm of Walrus, Walrus, and Walrus Carcass. WW&WC specializes in tort law, slander cases, and injury compensation. Walrus, walrus, and walrus carcass. We don't just chase the ambulances, we drive them.
Okay, well, we're getting towards the end of the hour in our program here, so we've got a couple more songs to give you, and then we're going to be bugging out of here. Before we finish, though, there's a few folks we'd like to thank. First of all, I'd like to give a big thank you to Llamatron. The zoo's very own cybernetically augmented llama has been of invaluable help whilst conducting this show. He's provided some excellent voice and editing work throughout, so I'd like to give a big thank to him. Also, thanks to people like Blood Panther and Dyke Doc for their wonderful contributions, and to Odd Bob for contributing a script used earlier in the show. Now, before we finish up, like I said, we're going to have two more songs. The first song, well, to be honest, it's a little bit of a strange choice. We had a request for a listener saying that as it's getting close to the holiday season, they'd like to hear something a little Christmassy. Well, seeing as we are one of the few shows that broadcast music in Moulton, then I figured, hey, why the hell not? You never know when you're going to be on the air next. So I went through the archives here at the zoo, and I found this little gem. This is Moronicus with Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Sleeping. And he knows when you're awake. And he knows if you've been bad or good. So be good. For goodness sake. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Now, if that doesn't put you in the Christmas spirit, I don't know what will. God, I can hear those jingle bells already. Well, we're about out of time here on this broadcast for the Halloween Hootenanny of Horror 2. I have to say, it's been a blast, and judging by the distant creaking sounds, I think the barricades are just about to come down. Like I said, head on over quickly to the zoo. We've got our costume competition in the reptile house, bobbing for apples in the aquarium. We got the film festival over there in the bear pits. Oh my God, they're almost through. Yeah, there's a lot happening at the zoo. Like I say, head on over to our website at MaltonCityZoo.com for the full lowdown. For now, though, this is Kevin Cox. It's been a complete blast recording for you here tonight. I'm going to play you out with this little number. This is Zombina and the Skeletones with their smash hit single, well, in my house anyway, Nobody Likes You When You're Dead. I'm Kevin Cox. You're listening to Molten Zoo Radio, and happy Halloween. Good night. Hootenanny of Horror 2 is a Project Shadow production for Molten City Zoo. No animals were harmed in the making of this broadcast. Filmed in front of an undead studio audience.